What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's obviously a rough one last night. Starting pitching, this is untenable. I'm going to present something, and you could tell me if you would like to punt for a little later, or you would like to tackle now.
Okay.
Pete Alonso, what was written on the baseball? You tell me. I almost feel like I don't want to shortchange it.
I think we could do it now.
All right, well, then go ahead.
You did text me about it last night.
Yes.
That's the first I saw of it. And by the way, after yesterday's debacle with the Odell Beckham Jr. stuff, like, I don't know what
to believe. Is that AI?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Is it AI? Is it not? I mean, did Mad Dog really go nuts, rip Gary Cohen, or was that AI? It had to be AI. Well, did Alonzo really write that on the bowl, or did somebody make it up? Like, you really actually don't know.
True.
I did not have a big issue with it when I saw it from you. And my first thought was that somebody must have told him, you know, like these authenticators or whatever, like Fanatics, whoever's doing this stuff, probably says, hey, can you write Home Run King and maybe something to Straw, like Down Goes Straw, and make it like more, I don't know, more appealing to a, who the hell knows? I don't know. Where's the ball going? Did you see where it's going at
all? Well, it's got the authentic, it's authentic, whatever the word I'm trying to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So is it a Fanatics? I heard it was maybe Fanatics, but I don't know for sure.
But is it going to the Mets Hall of Fame? Is it going to the Hall of Fame?
It should go into the Mets Hall of Fame.
Is it going to Pete's personal closet? Is it going up for sale?
If they sell that ball, I mean, if Pete sells that ball, Pete, come on.
Yeah,
there's no way you sell that baseball.
I don't think that he would. But okay, so whatever. But Down Goes Straw. So when I first,
what the hell are we doing?
You were a little more upset with it than I was.
I was. Now, I don't think it was mean-spirited because I don't think that Pete's that guy. And now first I wanted to make sure, you're right, is it AI, is it real? I'm going to assume that it's real. All right, I'm going to make that assumption here, Sal. And I'm like, all right, well, all right, I see his signature. Did he write Down Goes Straw? And it seems like he wrote everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I believe it's his penmanship.
Yeah, nobody outside of him should be writing on that ball.
Correct. Yeah. And if somebody's sitting there saying, hey, Pete, why don't you write this down? Well, then Pete's got to have a better filter. And again, I don't think there was an ounce of malice here. I'm not trying to make this bigger than it is. But talk about being obtuse. Down goes strong.
Well, it did have an exclamation point.
Sure.
So it's like when I see the exclamation point, that kind of takes the harshness for me, away from it.
Why? Well, hold on. If somebody texts,
down goes straw. Like, you know, it's kind of
no.
Like,
that would be a question mark. Intonation. No. Down goes straw.
Yeah,
like it's a question.
Yeah, down goes straw.
No. Down goes straw is the exclamation. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If I text you, bleep you with an exclamation point.
Doesn't that
pop a little bit more if there's no exclamation?
No, I take that lighter than I would if you just texted me bleep you.
Really?
Yeah, Hoff, if we texted you bleep you exclamation point versus bleep you period, which one you think is harsher?
I think the explanation point.
Of course.
Oh, no, I'm the opposite. Scones, what do you think here? I can't be the only one of the.
Well, it depends on like what the previous context is. What are you guys talking about?
You know what I mean? No context whatsoever. You just get a text from me and it says, bleep you.
No, I think the period is stronger. Yes.
Then exclamation point.
Yeah.
So if I text you bleep, you period.
Because almost like exclamation point could be jovial,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You there agree you with him?
I do.
Get the heck out of here.
It takes a lot for me to do that, but yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, same here. So, but there's more finality to the period. Like, I'm not even going to continue the bleep you, period.
It's more stern.
It's more serious, right? So that's what I was saying. Yeah. So with the exclamation point, like, in my mind, he didn't draw a smiley face on it. Although, why stop there? Did he draw a little polar bear and an iceberg as well on there? Down goes
he's got his own iceberg.
A strawberry, an iceberg. Yeah. The exclamation point is almost like a smiley face to me. Like,
okay. All right, wait. So we're getting off the map here. Okay. So you don't think it's a big deal?
I don't think it's a big deal, but I do think that it is disrespectful to Straw.
Okay, well, if it's disrespectful to Straw, why is it not a big deal?
Because
that's my entire point.
I'm sure Straw doesn't care about it. I don't think it was meant with any malice, like
I don't
you said.
Think so either, but you just got... And isn't that... I don't want to say the problem with Pete, but... Isn't that part of... Again, he's obtuse, which is sometimes good, but down goes Straw.
Yeah, he's having fun with
remember
it.
Remember when Jeter had... remember when Jeter passed DiMaggio for most hits by a righty or... Right. I mean, as he was going towards 3,000. Remember that? Imagine if he was like, down goes DiMaggio.
Yeah. I know. I know. That would be rough. What if we, on the scorecard on Thursday, somehow, like, you beat Mike?
And oh, well, I saw that Mike shot an 82. I'm not beating Mike.
I told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
I did some research, dude. Yeah. I was looking at the swing. He's good, man. Yeah, no. The ball, it's not the prettiest swing, but it's got a little pop off the face. It's straight. You're right.
Yeah.
I saw
people
an 82.
People think I'm saying because I'm an ass kisser. No. Yeah. I am an ass kisser, yes. But he hits the ball well.
Now, is there any fudging? Is there a mulligan? If he's 4 feet away from the cup, does he pick it up? I need to see this with my own eyes.
I think he'll take down Boomer.
The hell out of here. Boomer will destroy him. Come on, man.
Anyway, so the point is, if you beat Mike and you write on the scorecard after, like, we take a picture for social media, and you write, down goes Mike, exclamation point, I think that's, like, a fun thing.
I also, that is fun because Mike's next to me.
Now, I wouldn't do it.
Well,
but you
of course
do
you
that,
would. But because Mike, for that day, and really based on our careers, like, you know, I mean, obviously very different, but Mike is an industry peer, and I'm playing with him that day.
All right.
Straw's is not a teammate.
The same thing, industry peer.
But Straw's he's not on the same field with Alonso. I'm on the same course with Mike. And by the way, I'm not going to beat Mike, so stop putting that out there.
Because
those buffoons of the morning will twist it and say that I'm said that I'm going to shoot a 75.
What if it were Boomer? What if it were Boomer and you took him down? I mean,
Boomer's my guy. I can never say anything disparaging about Boomer.
Yeah, me, I'd be like, down goes Boomer. Period. Exclamation point.
And then what are the synapse? What are those three dots? What's the, what do you call that? Not the synapse. That's in the mind.
Semicolon?
No.
Oh, no.
Come
sorry.
On, dude. Semicolon. Okay. What are the three dots? Jeez, everybody.
Oh, parentheses you're thinking
of. Oh, God, I forget it. Jesus. Okay. You're more help than whoever told Pete to write that on the ball.
Pete, it's out.
Not a big deal.
I like to see what Straw
not
said.
Not a good look.
You think Straw's like,
I think Straw's too classy. He's not gonna jump into this.
See, now, if I were a collector, and I am in certain regards, but like if I were a big collector, maybe I'd have Straw write something on a ball next time.
Yeah, bleep you.
Yeah. No, well, congrats, polar bear, .. Lucky I decided to go to L.A. for more money.
Or you want to really drop the mic,
..
I got a ring.
Yeah, 86 World Series. Good one. BT and Sal.
Or Keith was 10 times better.
888-808-1019, the number to call.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, Linda calling from Forest Hills. What's up, Linda?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Hello, Linda.
Okay, guys. Please indulge me for a little bit here. Okay, it doesn't take an Ivy League degree to know that after signing a Juan Soto, who by Mets fan standards hasn't had the season that we've all expected, which is another point altogether. But in terms of the pitching, when you sign a guy like that, it doesn't take an Ivy League degree to know that when you follow that signing up with the likes of Griffin Canning, Frankie Montas, who nobody wanted, and turning Clay Holmes into a starter after all these years, it doesn't take an Ivy League degree to know that the bullpen was going to be taxed, which is what I said in the offseason. That was one of my concerns, okay? So, to me, this is on David Stern. Yes, it's on the players to go out and perform, but coming off a season like last season where you were 2 games shy of the World Series, you sign a Juan Soto, you expect as a fan to be like, okay, wow, we just came off 2 games shy of the World Series. We signed Juan Soto. What's next? And when you follow that question up with the likes that I just mentioned, that doesn't inspire confidence.
Hey. Here's the one thing that I would say, though, Linda, and thank you for the call. I'm with you that Stern should get the blame here for this rotation. He got the accolades when the rotation was pitching well. Mm-hmm. He's going to get the blame now when it's falling apart. If you had to pick the biggest culprits as to why this has gone on for 2 months, what would you say that it is? I have my answer. Curious to get yours. As far as the starting rotation.
Understood. To be fair, I would probably have to start with injury.
Yeah.
Because if Manaea started the season healthy and Senga didn't get banged up, I don't think that it would seem quite as dire.
But those are the two guys who, to me, are the biggest reasons why this has happened. Now, you could say injury, sure, but Senga was healthy before. He was good, came back. He's not the same. Is it the injury? I don't know about that it's the injury. Maybe it's something else with him. But that my point is that Stearns could get the blame. Senga is not necessarily Stearns' fault. He didn't, A, bring him here.
No, he didn't.
And B, if Senga doesn't get the job done, like, Montas, yes, we all knew he was going to fall apart and wasn't going to be any good. Clay Holmes, we all could anticipate that at some point, and by the way, Clay Holmes was great the first half of the year, so Stearns gets credit for that, and now he's falling, you know, he's gotten a little tired during the second half. He's got to take a hit for that, but you could move Holmes to the bullpen and bring up one of the young guys, which maybe he's going to do that, obviously replacing Montas with one young guy so far. My thing is, you can't get on Stearns from Manaea and Senga, who consensus had both those two guys. Whether I thought Manaea was going to be as good as he was at his peak last year or not doesn't matter. At the very least, you expected him to be a top-of-the-rotation horse, even when he came back from the injury. And he hasn't been good. I was going to say he's been awful, but he just hasn't been good. He's been good for a few innings, and then he falls apart. So can you put the blame on Stearns for Senga and Manaea?
Oh, no. No, you can't do that. No.
Or Peterson last night.
No, of course not. I mean, that's ridiculous. So I'm with you there. I don't think Stearns had a good offseason. You know, the Montas, not just 1 year, gave him 2 years guaranteed. Canning was an interesting reclamation project who was showing signs. And then, by the way, before he ruptures Achilles, he was going in the wrong direction. Let's not forget that.
But he was good.
You know, he was good early. I know. And Minter had an injury history. Yeah. Now he's obviously very good. Mm-hmm. But you rolled the dice there. That bit you. Hey, bottom line for me is this here, right? Pertaining just to the off-season moves. The biggest one, and maybe this is unfair. I don't think it is, though. The biggest one I give Stearns zero credit for. Soto was Cohen.
Right.
Period. And then the other moves, nothing's really worked out.
Well, but you can't say nothing's worked. Like, they got they got more out of Griffin Canning than I think anybody thought. Even with the injury, even with him starting to go the other way, Griffin Canning was a big part of why the Mets had the early season success, which is a big part of why they're still in a postseason spot, even with the last 2.5 months. Clay Holmes was terrific the first half of the season. I'm trying to think of what else we got here.
Well, the Montas stuff.
Yeah, well, Montas obviously bad. I mean, as it pertains Minter. To the rotation. You know, he also just loaded up with the bullpen at the trade deadline. Like, he gets a lot of...
No, that's why I said before the season.
Okay.
No, I like what he did at the trade deadline. You just got to be able to get to those guys.
Yeah.
He had a good trade deadline, no doubt.
Jose Siri was another failed one.
Yes. He's been hurt. Forgot about it. He hasn't played at all.
I'm just trying to think of some of the other moves that they made in the offseason real quick here.
Iglesias go. I know he's not having a good season, Iglesias, but that's a lot of chemistry the Mets had last year.
They bring Alonso back. Yeah, I mean.
I did not have a good offseason.
Yeah, I don't think that, again, not over, but I would not grade his offseason based on the results of the actual season a favorable grade.
Okay, and there's a month to go, so that could change, but right now. Middle of August, again, not the deadline stuff, preseason
Remember,
stuff.
Still year two.
I get that, but I'm saying year two, his preseason moves, I give him a D.
Yeah.
Maybe an F.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go there, but probably C minus, something like that. See, I have to go over all of them again. And again, injury's a big part of it. Montas, we gave an F then and now. Like, we all knew that one. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll continue with your calls. We'll work the Yanks into the conversation as well. Got a lot to do today, too. I want to revisit the over-unders, BT. I think it'd be a good time to take a look. I forget what they even are.
Oh, I got it.
I don't think it's going to be good for either of us, but I could be wrong.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
Okay.
Somebody's doing all right, and it ain't you.
No wonder why you wanted to bring that back up.
Yeah.
Well, you had Holmes. I think you had Holmes ERA.
Yeah, no, I didn't have Holmes as ERA.
You didn't have Holmes ERA?
No.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
All right. We'll have to revisit those over-unders, I think. I want to play. We'll do some cards. We haven't done a card game in a while.
Let's rip some packs today. Yeah. I'm down with
and
it.
And then we can power up later on as well.
Love
so plenty
it.
To do here. Just getting started. 888-808-1019.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.